Shalom to all. Today's daf is Pesachim daf Ayin Aleph. We are starting Ayin Amud Beis, four lines up from the bottom, the third word on the line. Today's daf is sponsored b'schus Aviva Rachel Bas Bracha. Hashem should grant her endless koyach and energy for the kids. And the Gemara says, Amr Ula Amr Abba Lazar, Shlamim Sheshchatan Me'erev Yantif, a carbon shlamim, a regular carbon shlamim that was shecht on an Erev Yantif, meaning Erev Pesach, Eina Yotz Behen, Loi Mishem Simcha, Loi Mishem Chagiga, a person is not Yotz Yizchiv of Shalmei Simcha or Shalmei Chagiga with them. Mishem Simcha, he's not Yotz Yizchiv of Shalmei Simcha with it, the says in the Pasuk, V'zavachta V'samachta, and you shall shecht, and you shall rejoice. Benyin Zvicha, Ayin Aleph Amad Aleph on the top, V'shah Simcha, we need a shechta at the time of Simcha, V'lekin, we don't have it. This was shechta on Erev Yantif, and Erev Yantif is not a time of Simcha, only Yantif itself is a time of Simcha. And Mishem Chagiga, he's not Yosei his chiv of Shalmei Chagiga with it, Havadar Shabachayva. Shalmei Chagiga is something which is a chiv, it's mandatory, V'chol Dar Shabachayva, something that's a chiv, Einoi Ba Elamina Chulin, it only comes from Chulin. And this carbon that was shechta at Erev Yantif, it was already a shlamim, it was ready for something else, and therefore it cannot be used for the Shalmei Chagiga. And the Gemara suggests, Lema Masayele, let's say this is a proof for him. It says in the Pasuk, V'hayisa ach someach, and you shall only be rejoiceful. L'rabbis, Leila Yantif ha'achrin l'simcha. This excludes the last night of Sukkos for Simcha, meaning the last night of Sukkos, you also have to rejoice on it. That's talking about Shmini Atzeres. Now the Braisa says, Ata Imer Leila Yantif ha'achrin, you're saying that this Pasuk of ach someach is telling us that the last night of Sukkos is supposed to be for rejoicing. Maybe it's actually telling us we have to rejoice on the first night of Sukkos. Now Rashi explains why we would do this. That's because usually we wouldn't assume that his pasuk is talking about the first night because you can't bring a carbon at night. But now that the Gemara said that this pasuk is talking about a chiv to rejoice at night, so perhaps that means that there's a chiv of simcha on the first night of Sukkos, meaning you could shech the carbon before Sukkos, and we don't need zvicha b'shas simcha. So therefore the Braisa continues, Talmud Leimer, ach. That's why it says in the pasuk, ach, only, or but. Chilek, this is a qualifying pasuk telling us that it's talking about the last night of Sukkos and not the first night. My time, oh, why is that? Lav mishum de'en lo b'mayismach. Isn't that because there is nothing to rejoice with on the first night of Sukkos because we need zvicha b'shah simcha? So we have a raya that you're not allowed to shech the carbon that's meant for yontif before yontif. So the Gemara says it's not a raya loy kidiktani taima. We have a different reason for that. Ma'ar isa l'rabbis leila yontif ha'achrein ul'haitzi leila yontif rishayin. Why is it that we're including the last night of Sukkos for simcha and not the first night of Sukkos? Ma'ar b'ni leila yontif ha'achrein. I include the last night of Sukkos sheyesh simcha l'fanav because there was simcha beforehand. We had the whole Sukkos beforehand. Ul'maitzi ani leila yontif rishayin. We exclude the first night of yontif. There is no chiv of simcha to bring a carbon then sheyin simcha l'fanav because there's no simcha prior. But we don't have a raya from here that we need zvicha b'shah simcha. But Matz Rav Yosef, he asks, we know from the previous daf, chagigas arba asur yotzba mishum simcha, ve'en yotzba mishum chagiga, the carbon chagiga that's brought on the 14th on Erev Pesach, it's brought with the carbon Pesach, you're yotzer yachiv of simcha with it, meaning you're yotzer yachiv of shalmei simcha with it, and you're not yotzer yachiv of shalmei chagiga with it. But amai, why is that? Habi'inu zvicha b'shah simcha v'leka. You need to shecht it at the time that there's simcha, and you don't have that because you shechted it on the 14th, so how could you be yotzer with that? So Amar Vidi Bar Avin, he says, no, she'ike v'shachta, you held back and you shechted it on the 15th, meaning this carbon was designated as the carbon chagiga and it was meant to be brought on the 14th. However, you didn't shecht it on the 14th and you shechted it on the 15th, so then you could use it as your shalmei simcha. And Amar Avashi, he says, Hachinam mistabra, it's actually very logical to say that. Dilor tema hachi, if you don't say that, Hamas nisa man kitanila, who taught us this brisa? Bentema taught that brisa. And Bentema hapasala belina, Bentema apostles this carbon belina. He tells us this chagiga that's brought on the 14th, it's not to be left over until the morning. So therefore, if it was shecht on Erev Yontif, there's no way that Bentema, who's the mandar of this Braisa, would allow you to use it as a Shalmei Chagiga on the 15th, because it's already Pasul Belina. Shema Amina, we see from here that there's no question from that Braisa. But now Masav Rava, he asks, Hahalel v'hasimcha shmaina. We have to say Halel, and we have to have Simcha, meaning we have to shecht Karbonis and e-Karbonis all 8 days of Sukkos. V'yamet b'inen zvicha b'shah simcha. And if you're going to tell me that we have to shecht the Karbon at the time of Simcha, meaning an Yontif, hazim nesagin delay mishkachas la el shiva. It's very possible that there's actually only 7 days that we could potentially rejoice and have a Karbon that was shechted an Yontif. How is that possible? Going shechal Yontif rishon leis b'shabbos, the first day of Sukkos fell on Shabbos, and therefore there is no way to shecht a Karbon in unless we're shechting it prior to Shabbos, and that means that we should be allowed to shecht a karbon even not b'shas simcha. So Rav Huna, Braid Rav Yehuda, the answer is no. Mesamcha b'seir ha'regalim. We could still have simcha with the seir ha'regalim. We know that every single day of Sukkos, we have to bring a seir for a chatos, which is a male goat that's brought as a chatos, and even though it's a chatos, we're still allowed to eat it, and therefore we could use that meat, and that karbon is daicha Shabbos, so therefore we could shecht that karbon, that seir ha'regalim, on the first day of Sukkos when it falls in on Shabbos, and we could be yotzer chila simcha with that. So Amar Rava, he says, shtei tshuvas bedavar. I have two answers to that. Chada, first of all, the seira agalim chayne chalim tzli ein nechalim. These seira agalim, they're eaten raw and not eaten cooked. What does that mean? Their shchita is daicha Shabbos. However, cooking them is not daicha Shabbos, which means if you wanted to eat it on Shabbos in order to be yotzer your chiv of simcha, so then you have to eat it raw. But what's the problem with that? V'simcha b'chai leka, there is no simcha when you eat raw meat. Meat sushi or whatever it's called is very tasty, but you're not yotzer chiv of simcha with it. So that's first of all. Va'id, and furthermore, kaihanim oichlim v'yisrael b'masmechem. Even if the kaihanim are going to eat it, but the rest of Bnei Yisrael, what are they going to be misameach with? They're not allowed to eat this carbon. It's a chatas, and it's reserved only for kaihanim. So how are they going to rejoice? So Elam Rav Papa, Papa says, how are we going to rejoice all 8 days of Sukkot? It doesn't mean that we shecht the carbon. It doesn't mean we shecht it prior to Sukkot. Mesamcha b'ksus nekiyah v'yayin yashan. You can be misameach the yantif with clean clothing and aged wine. And it's not necessarily talking about shechting the carbon on or before yantif. But now we have the exact opposite. Ki asa Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Reb Lazar, he said in name Reb Lazar, shlom shushchatim erev yantif, a carbon shlom that was shechted erev yantif, yaitza behen mishum simcha. You are yotzer yachiv of shalmi simcha with it. Vein yaitza behen mishum chagiga. You're not yotzer yachiv of shalmi chagiga with it. Yaitza mishum simcha. You're yotzer yachiv of shalmi simcha with it. Loi begin in zvicha b'shah simcha. You don't have to shecht it at the time of simcha. It can be shechted before yantif. V'loi mishum chagiga, but you're not yotzer yachiv of shalmi chagiga with it. Have a davar shabachayva. It's something which is mandatory. It's a chayv. V'chol davar shabachayva ain't a ba elam and a chulin. Something that's a chayv has to come from chulin. It can't be coming from a carbon shlamim that's already kaddish for something else. Meisvei, now we ask a question. V'hayisa ach sameach, the pasuk says, you shall only be rejoiceful. The rabbis leil yantif ha'achron l'simcha. This excludes the last night of Sukkot for simcha. Ata I'm the rabbis leil yantif ha'achron. You're telling me it's including the last night of yantif. I ena el rabbis leil yantif ha'rishon. Maybe it's telling me that there's a chiv of simcha on the first night of Sukkot. Talmud loymer, that's why the pasuk says ach chilek. It's a qualifying statement telling us only about the last night of Sukkot and not the first night of Sukkot. My taima, why is it that we're including the last night of Sukkot and not the first night of Sukkot? Lav mishum de ein lo ma yismach. Isn't it because he doesn't have with what to be mesameach? Clearly, we see from here that we need zvicha b'shah simcha, and that you're not allowed to shecht a carbon that's meant for yantif before yantif. The Gemara says, "Lie, that's not true." Kedatani, we have a different brisa. Ma reis l'rabbis leil yantif for achrayin ulhaitzi leil yantif for ishan. What exactly is it that we see in this pasuk that we're including the last night of Sukkot and not the first night of Sukkot? Ma rabani leil yantif for achrayin. We're including the last night of Sukkot. She is simcha alfanav because it has a whole bunch of days preceding it that were of simcha. Umetzani leil yantif for ishan, but we're excluding the first night. There's no chiv of simcha on the first night. She ain't simcha alfanav because there was no simcha before that. It was only Erev Yontif, and there was no simcha. And now we have a new discussion. Amrav Kahana, minay le'imur chagigas chamisha asar shenef salon belina. How do we know that the imurim, the sacrificial parts, the parts that have to be brought on mizbech of the chagiga of the 15th, this is the chagiga that's brought on Yontif, how do we know that they're nifsa belina? If they stay overnight, they're pasul, they have to be burned before the morning. Shenemar says in the pasuk, v'lo yalin chalev chagi ad biker, and you're not allowed to leave overnight the chalev, the chalavim, meaning that which has to be burned on the mizbech, chagi of my karmen chagiga ad biker until the morning. V'samachlei, and the pasuk right afterwards starts out with the word Rashis. Lememer, this teaches us the high biker, biker Rishain, that this biker that it says in the first pasuk, ad biker, is talking about the first morning. The Rashis of the second pasuk tells us that the biker at the end of the first pasuk means the first biker, meaning you only have 1 day and one night to burn it. So before we launch into this Gemara, let's just get a clarification. Biker Rishain means the first morning after the carbon was shechted, and Biker Sheni means the second morning. So for example, we have a carbon that's eaten Yom V'Laila, so that means the day that it was shechted, let's say Sunday, that's considered Yom, then that night, Sunday night, would be Laila, and then Biker Rishain would mean Monday morning. Biker Sheni would be talking about a carbon that's, let's say, eaten for 2 days and a night, meaning it's shechted on Sunday, that's Yom Rishain, Sunday night is Laila, Monday morning is Biker Rishain, and then Tuesday morning is Biker Sheni. So we have Biker Rishain and Biker Sheni. But now the Gemara is going to ask a question. Matzkevar Rav Yosef, Taima, are you telling me that the reason why the word Biker means the first morning is because of Rashis, because it has the word Rashis right afterwards? But Halei Kasav Rashis, if it didn't have the word Rashis right afterwards, Havamina, I would think, my Biker, what does the word Biker mean? Biker Sheni, it's talking about the second morning. But Miyaka Midi, are we going to ever have something, the Basar Ef Salei Meurta, that the meat of this carbon was ready pusle from the morning, because you could only eat it for 2 days and a night. The Emurim at Safra and the Emurim are only pusle the next morning, meaning the Emurim of the carbon and the meat of the carbon are pusle at two separate times. How could that be? So Amalei Abai tells him, Alam Alai, why not? V'hare Pesach, we have the carbon Pesach, the Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, contra Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, the Basar if Soleim Chatzos, the meat already becomes pusle from Chatzos. We know that we have to eat the Afi Kaimin by Chatzos. And according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, the meat of the carbon Pesach becomes pusle by Chatzos. The Emurim at Safra and the Emurim are only pusle until the next morning. So what's the problem to have the meat of the carbon and the Emurim of the carbon be pusle at two separate times? So we've knocked away Rav Yosef's question. question. However, the Gemara continues, Amar Rava, Rav Yosef Hachikashalei, this is really what was bothering Rav Yosef. He just misworded his question. Mi ikamidi, do we have something? The ilutana lebasar. There's a Tana that we're going to learn about in a moment, but there's a Tana that teaches us something regards to the meat, v'loi by rachis, and he doesn't need the word rachis to teach us this halacha, that the word biker means biker rishain. He doesn't need the word rachis. Rav Kahana, and Rav Kahana, who's in Amira, le'emurim, he's teaching us something about the emurim, which are more kaddish than the meat itself, by rachis. He needs to have the word rachis to teach us that the word biker means biker rishon. That doesn't make sense. We have a Tana that's teaching us something about the meat, and he doesn't need the word rachis to tell us what the word biker means. And Rav Kahana, who's in Amira, he's telling us something about the emurim, which are more kaddish than the basar, and he needs this word rachis. Something doesn't make sense over here. But now the Gemara is going to explain this, because who's this Tana that tells us about the basar, and he doesn't need this word rachis? Maihi, who's this Tana? The Tana you have a brisa. It says in the pasuk, La yalim min abasar shetizbach ba'erev, b'yayim harishayin labayker. You're not allowed to leave overnight from the meat that was shechted in the evening until the first morning, labayker. So the pasuk seems to be a bit repetitive over here. Ayin alpha and beis on the top. Lime, this teaches us al chagigas yudalad, the carbon chagigah that's brought on the 14th, along with the carbon pesach, shenachelas l'shnei yamim v'layla echad, it's allowed to be eaten for 2 days and one night. But now the Tana starts backtracking. Maybe this brass is telling us that you're actually only allowed to eat the carbon chagiga of the 14th for 1 day and one night, not 2 days and one night. So the Tana explains that no, kshu aimer, since the pasuk says bayayim harishon la biker, the first day in the morning. So this word biker seems to be repetitive. Hare biker sheni amer, this word biker is talking about the second morning, and therefore we have 2 days and one night to eat the carbon chagiga of the 14th. But now the Tana starts backtracking again. Maybe this word, Bayayim HaRishon LaBayker, is actually talking about the first morning. But now the Tana is confused by his own suggestion, because then he says, how exactly am I going to establish that a carbon chagiga is allowed to be eaten for 2 days and one night, except for this chagiga? The Tana is saying that if I'm suggesting the word biker means biker rishon, that you're only allowed to eat the chagiga for one night and one day, so we have a problem. When is it that we're going to have a chagiga that's eaten for 2 days and one night, and we know that there's a chagiga that's eaten for 2 days and one night? So therefore the Tana answers and says no, kishu aimer bai, when it says about it, we have a different pasuk that says im neder ay nedava, if he's going to be bringing his carbon as a neder and nedava, and that pasuk says that you're going to be able to eat that carbon for 2 days and one night. That teaches that the carbon chagiga of the 14th is eaten for 2 days and one night, and therefore we have a wonderful drasha. Now this brass is very confusing, and the Gemara explains it step by step. Amar Mar, the Tana had said, Ayena ela biker rishain. Maybe it's talking about biker rishain, meaning you might only be allowed to eat this carbon chagiga for 1 day and one night. But now we ask on the Tana, Ha'amrit, the Tana had just said, Kishu Aimer, Bayayim HaRishon LaBayker, when the Pasuk says, Bayayim HaRishon LaBayker, Hare Baker Sheni Amr. That's talking about the second morning, meaning you're allowed to eat it for 2 days and one night. So why is the Tana backtracking and backpedaling now? So the Gemara answers, no, Hachikamer, this is what the Tana was suggesting. Ayena ela b'shtei chagigas akas medaber. Maybe the Pasuk is actually talking about two separate karboni chagiga. Achas chagigas yudalad. One is talking about the carbon chagiga that's brought on the 14th. Vachas chagigas hesvav. And one is talking about the carbon chagiga brought on the 15th. Vizula bikra, vizula bikra. And this double lashon in the pasuk is telling about this one's morning and that one's morning. Meaning, let's just read this pasuk. It says in the pasuk, Lo yalim min habasar asher tizbach ba'erev. Don't let the meat sit overnight. And that's talking about the carbon chagiga of the 14th. And then when it says bayayim harishon labiker, which is really repetition, that's telling us about the carbon chagiga of the 15th. So really, the pasuk is split, and both karbani chagiga, the 14th and the 15th, are only allowed to be eaten for 1 day and one night. So we continue explaining Hadar Amar. That's why the Tana of the Braisa said that El Dekai Malon Chagiga Nechelos Shnei Yamim V'Layla Echad. We know that a carbon chagiga is eaten for 2 days and one night. Meaning, Im Kain, if so, if you're going to tell me that this pasuk is talking about two separate carbon chagiga, Im Neder a Nedava B'Mai. So what's the pasuk of Neder and Nedava teaching us? We know the pasuk of Neder and Nedava is telling us that there is a carbon chagiga that's eaten for 2 days and one night. But if this pasuk is telling us that both the carbon chagiga of the 14th and of the 15th are eaten only for 1 day and one night, so what's the pasuk of Neder and Nedava talking about? I chagigas yudalid haksiv ba yom v'layla. If we're talking about the chagiga of the 14th, it already says yom v'layla. I chagigas tesvav. If it's talking about the chagiga of the 15th, haksiv ba yom v'layla. It already says yom v'layla. So that's why the Tana said it can't be that this pasuk is split talking about the 14th and the 15th. So therefore, the Tana of the Braisa said Elohai lechagigas tesvav. This pasuk of Neder and Nedava is talking about the carbon chagiga brought on the 15th, and v'hai kulei kral lechagigas yudalid. And this entire pasuk of v'layla yalim min abasar shor tizbach be'erev b'yom rishon l'beker. That's talking about the carbon chagiga of the 14th. Limanach chagigas yudalid shenechalsa shneyam of leila echad. That teaches us that the carbon chagiga of the 14th is eaten for 2 days and one night. And here we conclude. The only reason why it's eaten for 2 days and one night is because it says Bayom Harishon La Biker. The my biker. Why do we have to repeat the word biker? It already said Bayom Harishon. So it must be biker sheni. That the word biker over here is talking about the second morning. But kol hechad ksiv biker stama. Anytime it says in the pasuk just plain biker and it doesn't say Bayom Harishon biker, so then that means biker Rishon. That's talking about the first biker. Va'afagav deloy kasav beirishis. Even though it doesn't say the word rishis. So here we conclude and we go back. The reason why Rav Yosef was bothered is because why is it the Rav Kahana needs the word rishis to tell us that just the plain word of biker means biker rishon? We know from this brisa that if we have the plain word biker, that's talking about biker rishon, and we don't need the word rishis for that. The only time the word biker doesn't mean biker rishon is if it comes after the word bayam harishon biker. But if it doesn't say the word bayam harishon by biker and it just has the word plain biker, that means biker rishon, and we don't need the word rishis. And that's what was bothering Rav Yosef about Rav Kahana's drasha. And now his new mishnah goes back to the topic that the first mishnah this parak was talking about regarding the carbon Pesach being shechted on Shabbos. And the Mishnah says, HaPesach sheshchata sheloy l'shma b'Shabbos. The Karban Pesach was shechted sheloy l'shma on Shabbos. It was shechted for a different Karban, and he shechted on Shabbos. Chayev olav chatos, the kohen that shechted a sheloy l'shma, he's going to be chayev a chatos. Why is that? That's because we know the Karban Pesach is allowed to be shechted on Shabbos, but only if it's for the Karban Pesach. Now that he's shechting it with a different Karban in mind, so what he did was usher, and he's going to be chayev a Karban chatos for that. Ushar kol zvachim sheshchata l'shem Pesach. Let's say he took another Karban, and he decided to shecht it for the Karban Pesach, but really it was another carbon. If this carbon is not really to be a carbon pesach, for example, it's a female and it's not a male, or it's a cow and it's not a sheep, chayiv, so then he's chayiv, because it can never be a carbon pesach, and therefore he's going to be chayiv achatos. Vim ru'uyin hin, however, if it is roi to be a carbon pesach, meaning it was a male lamb within its first year, so it technically could have been a carbon pesach, so Rabbi Lezer mechayiv achatos, Rabbi Lezer still says he's chayiv achatos. Rabbi Shua piter, Rabbi Shua says he's putter. And here we're going to have a discussion about why he would be putter or why he would be chayiv. So I'm Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer tells Rabbi Yeshua, ma im ha-pesach shehu mutter l'shmai. The carbon pesach, if you shecht it l'shma, it's mutter to shecht it on Shabbos. Kishashinas shmai, when he changes its name and he shechts it for a different carbon, chayiv, so he's chayiv achatos, so zvachim, a regular carbon, some other carbon, shehein asur l'shma, it's asur to shecht it l'shma on Shabbos. Kishashina es shman, when he changes its name and he decides to shecht it for the carbon pesach, in edin shehe chayiv, shouldn't he be chayiv? Why are you saying that he's putter? He's chayiv achatos for shechting this carbon on Shabbos. He's al shechten on Shabbos. So Amalei Rabbi Shua responds to him, loy, that's not a good comparison, because imam Pesach, when you're saying this regards to carbon pesach, sheshinahu bedavar aser, that when he changed it from the carbon pesach to something else. So therefore, he's going to be chayv for that. But Tarab Bezvachim, are you going to say the same thing in regards to a different carbon, sheshinah bedavar hamutter, that when he changed it, and instead of shechting it, let's say as a shlamim, he decided it's going to be a carbon pesach, so why should he be chayv for that? We can't compare the two. When he shechts a carbon pesach for something else, so now that something else is not allowed to be shechted on Shabbos, so therefore he'd be chayv for that. But when he shechts something else for the carbon pesach, well, the carbon pesach is allowed to be shechted on Shabbos, so he's not going to be chayv for that. So Amalei Rabbi Lezer responds to him that no, of a carbon tzibur, that will prove. Shehin mutarin lishman, you're allowed to shecht the carbon tzibur lishma, vashech lishman chayev. However, if you shecht a different carbon, saying, I want this to be a carbon tzibur, you'd be chayev. So we see that if you have a different carbon that's not allowed to be shechted on Shabbos, and you tried to shecht it for a carbon that is allowed to be shechted on Shabbos, you're still going to be chayev. So too, with these other carbonas, you took a different carbon that's not allowed to be shechted on Shabbos, and you shechted it l'shem the carbon pesach, you're still going to be chayev. So Amalei Rabbi Shua responded to Rabbi Eliezer, that's not comparable, because im amid bei murei tzibur, if you're going to talk about the murei tzibur, a carbon tzibur sheish lahen kitzva, that has a set amount of carbonas that are being brought. Let's say, for example, the carbon tamid, that's a carbon tzibur that's allowed to be brought on Shabbos. So there's a set amount of carbonas. So there's no real excuse why anyone would take a random animal and decide to shecht it as a carbon tzibur. But tarim bePesach, are you going to say the same thing by a carbon pesach sheein lekitzva? That has no set amount. There's thousands upon thousands of carbonei pesach that are being brought on Shabbos. So therefore, it's very possible that this person's misasik, he's not really paying attention, and he grabs a carbon, he wants to help out, and he shechts it l'shem the carbon pesach, and it really wasn't a carbon pesach. So that's why he's going to be potter. He's just considered misasik, he's not really paying attention. So that's why specifically carbon pesach is different. Whereas now we have another Tanur, Rav Meir Eimer, he says, afa shechel l'shem murei tzibur potter. Even if someone shechts a different carbon for a carbon tzibur, he's going to be potter, and he's not going to be chayev. So he argues with both Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. But now the Mishnah continues. Shachtu shalayla oichlav. He shechted the carbon pesach on Shabbos for people that can't eat it. Vishalayla minuiv for people that weren't registered to it. La'arelim for people that are uncircumcised. Ultimayim for people that are tamei. Chayiv he's going to be chayiv because now it's pasul. That means he did a shechita she'en ru'uya on Shabbos and therefore he's going to be chayiv. But la'oichlav shalayla oichlav. He shechted it partially for people that could and partially for people that can't eat it. Le'minuiv vishalayla minuiv. He shechted it both for people that were registered to it and for people that weren't registered to it. Le'mulim ula'arelim for people that have bris mila and for people that are uncircumcised. Le'tamei multa'arim for people that were tamei and tahar. He's going to be pater because we know that that doesn't pass the Karim Pesach. Shachtu v'nimtza balmum. Let's say he shechted it and it turned out to be a balmum, meaning it turned out that on the outside of this carbon, it really had a mum and it was never allowed to be shechted. Chayiv is chayiv. Why is that? That's because he was negligent. He should have looked at it before Shabbos and before Yontif to make sure that it didn't have a mum. And since he was able to prevent himself from shechting it before Shabbos, he's chayiv for shechting such a carbon on Shabbos. But shachtu v'nimtza trefa. But shachtu v'nimtza trefa b'seser. Let's say he shechted it and it turned out that it was a trefa inside b'seser, meaning in secret, something inside the animal showed that it was a trefa. Let's say it had a hole in its lung or something like that. So he couldn't have known about that before Shabbos. Pater, he's pater. That's because he's shechting it for the carbon and he's allowed to be doing this. It's for a mitzvah and he couldn't have known that it wasn't a kosher carbon. Therefore, he's not going to be chayiv. But what about shachtu? He shechted his carbon pesach on Shabbos. And then it turns out that the bailim, the owners, the people that were registered to this carbon pesach, they were meishech their hands, meaning they had pulled back and they weren't really registered to this carbon pesach. So therefore, it shouldn't have been shechted for them. Or they had died. And they became tamei, and therefore this Karim Pesach shouldn't have been shechted for them. Pater, he's pater. Nesha Shachar Bereshos, he shechted with permission. He was supposed to be shechting this. He didn't know that they died or they became tamei or they decided to deregister themselves and not be registered to this Karim Pesach. Therefore, he's being Isaac with a mitzvah, and he's not going to be chayiv for that. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with a fresh Gemara. Everyone should have a wonderful day.